On this channel, I often talk about the universe at its largest scales, but that is not the entire picture. Indeed, at the smallest scales, the universe becomes a very different place, and in some ways reflects a deeper reality of whatever this is in which we live. At its most basic, the universe is really a phenomenon of the world of the small, the atom and below, and the greater universe we see is really just a broader expression of that world. And, much like the universe on large scales, the particle universe at small scales is a world of mystery, counterintuitive behavior, and the outright bizarre. So here are 10 strange mysteries of particle physics. Number 10. Where are all the particles? A great triumph of recent particle physics has been the detection of the long-predicted Higgs boson. This validated a part of what is known as the standard model of particle physics, the framework in which scientists think the particle world works. And it's what's used to predict what they might find in particle accelerators, such as the Large Hadron Collider that confirmed the Higgs. But the standard model still seems to be incomplete, and a whole host of predicted but not observed particles remain to be seen or not seen, and perhaps even ones that no one expects. The ever-present problem with detecting particles is that you need to look at ever higher energies with upgraded detectors and even bigger colliders. And in addition to discovering new particles and learning more about the ones we already know about, such as the neutrino, with all of this comes the possibility of discovering new physics we currently have no understanding of. But there are hints, such as dark matter, and questions about what carries the force of gravity. More on those in a bit. Number 9. Do tachyons exist? We tend to see the speed of light as a true hard speed limit, and it certainly is. To go past it requires infinite energy, which we obviously don't seem to have. But there are other limits that exactly match up with this speed, another of which is that it can be said that it's also the speed of time, and that by reaching that limit, which you can never do, time stops. But what happens if you could go beyond it? You would travel backwards in time. And with this comes a great many problems and paradoxes, such as would you still exist if you went back in time and convinced your grandfather not to have children? But also within physics lies a possibility that there may be particles that move faster than light, but cannot ever slow down to meet it, since that too would require infinite energy. These hypothetical particles, known as tachyons, would travel backwards in time as a rule, and would actually speed up if they lost energy. The exact opposite of how things work below the speed of light. One way to characterize the possibility of tachyons is to say that nothing in our understanding of the universe forbids such things to exist, but it also doesn't say that they do. Ultimately, no evidence for tachyons has ever been seen, and the idea comes with one catch. If tachyons exist, then while they don't provide a method of physical time travel, they do seem to allow for communication with the past. Given that this too would violate causality, it seems unlikely that they exist. But no one really knows. Number 8. Where did all the antimatter go? It's thought that the Big Bang should have created both matter and antimatter in equal parts. But since just about everything we see consists of normal matter, there appears to have been something at work that pushed things in favor of regular matter. This is known as the matter-antimatter asymmetry, and remains an unsolved but very important mystery within physics. Matter and antimatter particles are essentially identical to each other except in charge. One is plus, the other is minus. And if they meet, they mutually annihilate in a complete conversion of matter and antimatter into energy. The two are created in pairs, so the early universe should have been full of particles popping into existence as pairs and mutually annihilating. Yet, somehow, a small fraction of regular matter survived, making up the visible universe we see today. This should not be. What exactly happened here is uncertain, but there have been observations that suggest that particles that pop into existence can oscillate, and that some unknown process might have been involved that might have made more of them decay into matter than antimatter. In other words, the game here is not 50-50, but something pushes it slightly in favor of matter. What that process was in the early universe remains a mystery. Number 7. The One Electron Universe. It's no secret that much of our universe remains a mystery. This has led to many ideas within physics that may reflect how the universe actually is, but many that very well may not. But these interesting hypothetical ideas that might be incorrect can also yield insights into physics that might not have occurred to anyone any other way. One such idea is the one electron universe, first proposed by John Wheeler to Richard Feynman. The idea is simple. It was to explain certain attributes of the electron. Wheeler suggested that instead of untold numbers of electrons in the universe, there is actually only just one, bouncing backwards and forwards through time. Further, it was suggested that the backward movement of the electron through time represented its antiparticle, the positron. But electrons very much outnumber positrons in the universe, so what that might mean remains unclear. This idea was largely forgotten within physics, but Feynman did go on to author a paper detailing positrons as electrons moving backwards in time, and it's also been suggested that the annihilation of matter and antimatter particle pairs simply represents a change in direction through time. Who knows? Number 6. The neutron decay problem. When locked in the nucleus of an atom, neutrons are stable, but once they are free and stripped from atomic nuclei, they become unstable and decay. There are two ways that this decay is measured, and there's a huge problem with it. They don't match. Time and time again, the two methods have been used to measure neutron decay, and they always give two different answers. The first method is to actually count the neutrons. This gives a mean lifetime of 14 minutes and 39 seconds on average. But when the emerging protons, a decay product, are measured, the decay comes in at 14 minutes and 48 seconds. That's a huge discrepancy. Seconds are an eternity here. And while it was once thought that this might be within the margin of error, it turns out it isn't. There is an actual problem going on here. And as more, increasingly precise measurements come in, the discrepancy between the bottle and beam methods of measurement of neutron decay only seems to get worse. As a result, the neutron decay problem actually may be hinting at new physics rather than some kind of experimental error. And this is where it gets weird. One idea here is that perhaps the neutron sometimes does not decay into regular matter. Rather, it might decay into dark matter. If this is the case, it solves the discrepancy between the appearance of protons and the decay of neutrons in the beam experiment, and the disappearance of neutrons in the bottle experiment, and that we simply can't see all of the decay products because some of them are invisible dark matter. But there should be a detectable gamma ray emission in this process, and that has not been seen. But we also do not have anything close to even a partial insight on dark matter and how it behaves, so the option remains open. This issue has a broad scope in determining the conditions of the time directly after the Big Bang, and also star formation and the future of the universe. Yet, until this mystery is solved, the neutron decay discrepancy continues to vex physicists. Number 5. Why is the speed of light what it is? Whether the speed of light limit in a vacuum could ever be broken is one question, but what about how it came to be at the number that it is? Why couldn't it have been set faster than that, or slower? The answer here is simply that no one knows. It's simply a fundamental constant of nature, and we don't know enough as to determine what set it, and why it seems to have simply frozen at what it is. And even with a more complete description of how the universe came to be, we may never have an answer to this question. But oddly, it really only applies to things within the universe. The universe itself doesn't seem to be held to it. For example, during the inflation period after the Big Bang, the universe appears to have expanded faster than light, and indeed, hypothetical models of faster-than-light travel, such as the Alcubierre Drive, take advantage of the fact that space-time itself can move faster than light, and if you were able to create a warp bubble and separate it, in a sense, from the rest of space-time, you could, in principle, propel anything inside that bubble at faster-than-light speeds, without the usual problems associated with superluminal travel. Since the object in the bubble itself isn't actually moving, it's the space around it that is. Number 4. Curled up dimensions. We live in a three-dimensional world, at least as far as we can perceive, and time itself is usually considered a dimension. But the question has always been, are there even more dimensions of space-time in our everyday life that we cannot see? And of course, what they might be like. Various theories, such as string theory, predict the existence of other dimensions, and they may well exist, we don't yet know, but they aren't likely to be very much like the dimensions we see. This is because other dimensions could actually be dangerous to the existence of the universe itself if they were large and open. One reason that this might be the case are ultra-high energy cosmic rays colliding that might cause a reaction in other dimensions that could destroy the universe. Obviously, this has not happened, or we wouldn't be here. Also, it has been predicted that large other dimensions would allow for gravity to leak from our visible dimensions into the invisible ones, weakening things like gravitational waves in a predictable way. This has not been observed, but it doesn't rule out other dimensions. It simply means that they must be very small, enough to not be a problem. This has led to the idea that other dimensions might be curled up, so to speak, and, for lack of a better term, tiny. Or they simply don't exist, and the theories that allow for them are in error, and the dimensions we see are all that is. Number 3. The Graviton. One of the biggest mysteries within physics is how gravity works on a quantum scale. We can predict how it works in our universe fairly straightforwardly. Isaac Newton worked out a description of it centuries ago that we still use today. But it wasn't the entire picture, which required Albert Einstein to come up with a much more complete description. And it works. Except when you get to the level below the atom, where gravity is incredibly weak. Remember, you need the entire Earth, an enormous amount of mass, just to keep you anchored to the ground. And then, with a rocket, you can easily defeat it and head out into space. Gravity is where Einstein spent the last few decades of his career working, trying to figure out a quantum theory of gravity, and he was entirely unsuccessful. And scientists are still searching for it. But many theories of quantum gravity invoke the existence of a particle that carries the force of gravity, known as the graviton. This hypothetical particle has been elusive, to say the least, and has never been detected. What we do know is it is probably a massless particle, since gravity appears to propagate at the speed of light, and there are some ideas about it, if we ever did see such a particle and what characteristics it must have. But at this point, it remains a mystery, and represents a very fundamental particle in nature that we have yet to see. And it's always possible that it may not exist, and gravity is due to something else in nature that we know nothing about yet. Number 2. A Tale of Two Theories. One of the biggest problems facing modern physics is that there are two theories that broadly describe the universe, and both will make accurate predictions and stand up to experimental tests, yet they do not entirely fit together and physicists aren't sure why. These two theories are Einstein's general relativity and quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics can be called the most successful theory we have and concerns itself with the workings of the subatomic world. General relativity, on the other hand, concerns itself with the behavior of the universe at large scales, such as the properties of space-time, gravity at a large scale, and so on. The problem is, general relativity breaks down below the level of the atom, and no one knows why. This may mean there is a missing puzzle piece within physics that links the two. And there are theories that incorporate both, such as the variance of string theory, but nothing here is proven, so there may be physics at work in this that we currently have no idea exists. Number 1. Dark matter. One of the universe's greatest unsolved mysteries is the nature of dark matter. We can clearly see the effects of dark matter through its gravitational interaction with the rest of the universe. This comes in many forms, a major one being how galaxies behave. They literally would fly apart without the influence of dark matter, or may have never been able to form in the first place. This extends to how clusters of galaxies behave, and there's even evidence for it within the cosmic microwave background radiation itself. We seem to see the hand of dark matter everywhere, and indeed, to account for what we see requires most of the matter in the universe to be dark matter, but we have no idea as to just what it actually is. There are, however, potential explanations that have been advanced within the realm of particle physics. Essentially, dark matter has to be non-interactive, or barely so, with regular matter other than through gravity, which in itself on the subatomic scale is very weak. As such, it has been advanced that dark matter might be composed of weakly interacting massive particles, or WIMPs, that have never been detected. And there are hypothetical candidates for those particles. But there is another option. It could also be that our ideas about gravity, such as general relativity, are incomplete or wrong, leading to the illusion of something interacting gravitationally when there really isn't. Only time and more research, hopefully, will shed light on this great unknown. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently concerned about the nutritional value of dark matter, If dark matter exists, then objects such as donuts should have dark matter halos, so dark matter donuts, with dark matter frosting, and absolutely no calories whatsoever. I like it, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.